Okay, so today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masechet Seidiyos, and we're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud. Afu haya omer, Rabbi Kiva also said, Chamisha Dvarim Shel Shem Asar Chodesh, that there were five things that lasted 12 months. Mishpat Dvarim Mabul Shem Asar Chodesh, the punishment of the Dvarim Mabul lasted for 12 months. Mishpat Iyov Shem Asar Chodesh, Iyov's punishments lasted for 12 months. Mishpat HaMitzrim Shem Asar Chodesh, the Mitzrim suffered for 12 months. Mishpat Gog U'Magog Lasulav Shem Asar Chodesh, the judgment of Gog U'Magog in the future is going to be 12 months. Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim, Shem Asar Chodesh. Even the worst Rishonim only suffer in Gehenim for 12 months. Shemar, Vayim Yidei Chodesh B'Chodesho. So when the same month comes around again, the next year, that's when it's over. They're going to come out of Gehenim. Rabbi Yochanan, that's why we say Kaddish for 11 months, because you're not supposed to assume that your parents are the biggest Rishonim that require 12 months. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer, Min HaPesach V'Adai Tzav, Shemar, that it's just from Pesach until Atzeres, until Shavuos, that once you're in Gehenim for that long, the amount of days between Pesach and Shavuos, then you get out of Gehenim, because it says Midei Shabbat B'Shabbatot, so it's 7 weeks of seven, right? Seven times seven, and that's Shabbat B'Shabbatot. Now moving on to Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Kol Matam Ba'ol, Shenechlu V'chnisal Natoch HaBayis, Rabbi Dosa Ben Akirinus Harkinas Mitar V'chamim Mitameh, that any time you have something that part of a human body that's big enough to be metame ba'ohel, and it was divided into two, so each part is less than the shear that's metame ba'ohel, and then you brought the different pieces into a house, Rabbi Dosa Ben Akina says that the house is tahar, because the pieces are separate from each other, and each one isn't big enough to be metame. But v'cham metame, v'cham say, well, they're in the same room, and therefore they're mitzdarif with each other. Ketzad, what's the case that we're talking about? Hanogeh, if a person touches two pieces of a nevela, which is each piece being chatzi kazayis, or he carries them uva meis, and if it was about a dead body, where the halach is that it's even matami ba'oel, hanogeh b'chatzi zayis u'mahil b'chatzi zayis, someone touches a chatzi zayis min a meis and is ma'ahil over, hovers over another chatzi zayis of meis, hanogeh b'chatzi zayis chatzi zayis ma'ahil olav, or he touches a half of gazayis of mace, and another half of gazayis of mace is ma'ahil over him, or he's ma'ahil over two chatzi zayisim of a mace, ma'ahil chatzi zayis ma'ahil olav, or he hovers over a chatzi zayis, and another chatzi zayis hovers over him. Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas mitahir. Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas says that the person is tahir because the two separate pieces don't combine to equal up to the shear. But the Chama say that they do combine to equal up to the shear. But if someone touches chatzi zayis, v'dover acher ma'hil alav v'al kechatzi zayis, and then there's a roof that happens to cover over him and another chatzi zayis, oh ma'hil al chatzi zayis, or he's hovering over chatzi zayis, v'dover acher ma'hil alav v'al kechatzi zayis, and something, there's a roof that happens to cover him and another chatzi zayis, tahar. So we're not mitzdareif an ohel hamshacha with an ohel where you're ma'hil. Meaning there are three types of ohel. There's tumas ohel where you're ma'ahil over something. There's tumas ohel where something is ma'ahil over you. And then there's what we call an ohel hamshacha, where you and the tamei item are under the same roof. So we're not mitzdari for chatzi zayis of an ohel hamshacha with the other types of ohel. Amar Rabbi Meir, af bazer b'dos metavachav metamin. Rabbi Meir says, no, I think that's subject to the same machlokas. In all of these cases, the Chum hold that two chatzai zesim will be mitzdarif to be mitami. Chutz min amagim masav hamasav ma'ol, unless it's tumah through different methods, like maga and masa, or masa and ohel, but different types of ohel can be mitzdarif. Zakla kol shu mishem echatami mishnei shemos tahar. If it's the same name of tumah, namely ohel, then it's mitzdarif to be mitami. If it's two different names, then it's going to be tahar. So to review what we learned today, in the very last Mishnah of the second parak, we said that Rabbi Kiva used to say that there are five things that last for 12 months, the punishment of the Dvar HaMabul, and of Iyov, and of the Mitzrim, and Gog U'Magog, La'asulavo, and Rishayim in Gehenim, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says even 7 weeks is enough for Rishayim in Gehenim. And then we had a discussion in the Mishnah Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, about two Chatzai Zaysim separated from each other, but then brought into the same house. We have machlokas, Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas, and the Chum, whether it's Torah or Tameh, and then we have a further machlokas about the exact details of that machlokas. Is the machlokas only when it's two chatzai zesim that are both ba'ohel, both b'maga, both b'masa, or even if one is ba'ohel hamshacha and one is with the other type of ohel. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.